All right, let's go.
Okay. Hi, I'm James.
Hi, I'm Gary Mansfield.
Yeah, I'm going to start again. Hi, my name's James Kell.
My name's Gary Mansfield.
We are the co-founders of Scratchy.com, and this is
podcast number one.
This is podcast number one. We're sitting here in a little studio on Crown Street in Sydney. So for those who don't know Sydney, this is Surry Hills. It's a bit of a kind of, there's a lot of startups in this part of town, right?
Yeah.
And so there's traffic going outside. There's this podcast studio in a common workplace called what's called the Commons. And we just spent the last half an hour trying to figure out how to get this thing.
So now we're audio technicians.
Exactly.
Anyone out there?
Yeah, the life of a startup. So this first episode, we're just telling our story.
Mm.
Gaz, do you want to kick it off? Do you want to?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Podcast number one, the idea is to tell a little bit of our backstories so you know who these two people are in the background of Scratchy, which is getting so much traction out there. So my backstory, and I'd like to just cover perhaps how we met, James.
Yeah.
Going back probably close to 15 years. My backstory was I got a job with a construction firm that you happen to be the CEO of. And that construction firm was Kell & Rigby Builders. And a friend of mine actually said, oh, listen, I've scored a great job with Kell & Rigby Builders. I'm one of the project managers. And I'm doing a lot of hiring. We've got a lot of really good work going on. And I had a shit job at the time. And I said, what sort of guys are you looking for? And he said, oh, what do you do? And I said, well, what haven't I done? But I'm not a carpenter.
Yeah.
And he said, well, let's have a look at what you've got. Let's see the skills and qualifications you've got. And of course, I had more tickets than a bus conductor. And he called me straight back and said, yeah, I don't know. You've probably never built anything in your life, but I think we better have a chat. So I went in and I get a job with Kell & Rigby Builders, and I didn't realize till, much later that was something that I took for granted at the time.
Yeah.
And I know the industry spoke very, very highly of Kell & Rigby Builders for 100 years. And people were like, oh, what? You got a job with those guys? You know, I always wanted a job with those guys, and you had to be in the right place, and it was the right time. And so I started with Kell & Rigby Builders, and I was so excited, but at the same time, I was extremely nervous. So I was a sub-foreman, and I was going to bluff my way through this construction industry.
Yeah.
And my dear brother-in-law said to me on the day that I was going in, he said, mate, just fake it till you make it. You know, you'll be right.
Yeah.
And I got in there and I knew nothing better than to just get dirty and just get my hands dirty. And I kind of thought, obviously, I'll be adding some value in that way, one way or another. And I'll learn how to become a sub-foreman. And it was just terrific. I just loved it. I thought it was dynamic and had some great people that I met in the early period. But very, very quickly, I got to meet the safety manager, Mr. Rob Coombe. Rob, I hope you're listening.
Yeah.
And Rob had a chat to me and said, what's your background? And I said, oh, look, I really want to get into safety. I'm really not one of these carpenter guys. And he said, oh, that's interesting. He said, why? And I said, oh, I've just really want to sink my teeth into safety. In my previous role, I dabbled. And in the role previous to that, I dabbled. But I'm actually going to take this seriously now. And I didn't think much of it. And that was the end of it. And about a fortnight later, I'm covered in mud. I've got a fluoro shirt on in Rushcutters Bay in this massive construction site. And it's a beautiful day. And the project manager, I think it was at the time, Chris, came down and said, hey, you've got to go and meet James Kell in the city where we're building the Apple store in George Street in the city. And I said, oh, shit, what have I done? And he said, I don't know, but you've got to go and see him. So I jumped in a taxi in my fluoro gear covered in mud and just thought, I don't know what this is about. I really have no idea. And that's when I first met James. Walked into the room and said, "G'day. I don't know what I'm doing here, but apparently you wanted to see me." And that meeting was fantastic. It was brief. It was probably 15 minutes. And James said to me, "I hear you've you really want to dabble your toes into the safety domain."
Yeah.
And I said, "Absolutely, I do." And who told you that? And he said, "Oh, the safety manager who's just tendered his resignation." And I said, "Oh, that's interesting." And James said to me, "How about you? Do you want to have a crack at this?"
Yep.
And I vividly remember saying, "If you give me the ball, James, I'll kick it that far. You won't know what's happened with it."
True.
And that was the real start of my safety career. And I've been so fortunate since that day to have that start, you know. And yeah. Sometimes the stars align. I'm a big believer. And it really happened on that day. I walked out of that meeting thinking to myself, "Oh, my God, I think I've got a start as a real safety manager in a cool construction company." And the first person I rang was my wife and said, "I think I've just got a pay rise."
Right. Yeah.
And she, of course, said, "How much?" And you know, my journey at Kellen Rigby was fantastic. I learned so much on the fly. And as I, you know, as I eyeballed James at the time and said, "You know, just give me a chance at this." And it was just fantastic. I also remember quoting to you, James, in many of our meetings was like, "I kind of in this honeymoon period. I dream about safety. I love it. I talk about it and drive everyone mad about it. And but I really, really dig it." And it was a combination of, you know, safety management, yes, but it was also the culture in the business, and it was also the connection that we had.
Yeah.
I met with James, well, I think we met once a week.
Yeah.
And
spoke on the phone most days.
Yeah. And it was really cool having what most safety managers dream of is having a connection straight to the decision maker, and which just meant we could be agile and do some really cool shit.
It's so true. So true. And you know, it's interesting. I haven't heard that your story, so it's so good to hear it. But it, you know, from my point of view, safety had been something that I didn't attach to innovation before. But as soon as you and I started talking, then we were talking about what we could do with safety, and it wasn't all hot air. It was like it was real. It was things that we could do. And very, very soon, I mean, we trialed Scratchy essentially on that job, on the Apple job.
We did, yeah.
Yep. And, you know, so you had heard about something in a mining site or something where they rewarded people for being safe.
Mm-hmm.
And that was very much a part of what, when we first met, your positivity was really evident. And I'm sure a lot of people have said that to you before. And I'm also quite a positive person. So it's like, I think that was a big part of it. And then you said, "I've heard of this thing where they reward people for being safe." And I was like, "Wait, that sounds amazing. What do we need to do?" And you're like, "Well, there's a guy in Queensland. He knows more about it." And so that was Mike.
Mike
Corrett. Yeah. So we spoke to him and he said, "It's not hard, you know." And then we printed off those original scratch cards on the Apple job, right?
Yeah. And having Apple as a client was daunting as much as it was exciting.
Yeah.
And it was just fantastic to have that opportunity with, you know, one of the biggest firms in the world at the time. And getting, you know, really good feedback from those guys. But James, I hope you don't mind. Can you tell us a little bit about how you winded up as the CEO in that company?
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, part of the, I think the surname has a lot to do with it. But, you know, so I was the fourth generation in Kellen Rigby, and the Rigbys sold their share in the mid-80s. So it was just owned by the Kells at the time. And, you know, from when I was... I still, you know, remember being in the joinery shop as a 7-year-old and smelling the sawdust of you know, and looking at the old men that have been joiners their whole lives. And you know, Dad said to me, you know, when I was in my teenage years, he's like, if you want to be in this industry, if you want to be working for Keller Rigby, you must start on the tool. So there's no other way. And so and originally that meant starting in the joinery shop. And to be really honest with you, it just wasn't, it didn't excite me. And so, but I did it and I'm so glad I did it because, you know, both in the joinery shop and out on site, I can't, you know, people say you're a carpenter. I was like, as long as no real carpenters see my work, then I'll say yes to it because technically I am. But it, you know, it's one of those educations that, I don't know, it's hard to, I think the construction industry teaches you so much in terms of dealing with people and that sort of thing. So, yeah, well, that was that. And then, yeah, needing a safety manager, wanting to hire from within. So my mentor, Bob Shepherd, said to me, he had done really well in business, said, if you want to hire people, hire from within wherever possible. And that was why I put the word out internally. And that's, yeah, that's only how that happened.
The hire from within is something I obviously learnt about then, right? Because I went home that night thinking, why did this guy give me a shot at this role when you could have put it out to the market and got the hottest guy or gal off the market?
Yeah, right?
But what I knew at the same time was, wow, because this guy's giving me a go at this, there's no way I'm going to let him down.
Right. So there's a lot to be said for that. And, you know, as far as one takeaway from this little piece, not that we intended to have a takeaway.
Yeah.
I agree. Hiring from within, you know, even if someone's not quite qualified, you know, because that was that too. You were like, well, you know, I need to get qualified. And it's like, all right, let's do that.
Yeah. And the reality is the qualification in safety teaches you shit.
Right. Right.
It's you really don't need it. You just need to learn and you know, in my experience is you know, the academia in safety in construction at least probably won't take you very far.
Yeah.
Whereas everything in between, like you said about being a carpenter, it wasn't about hanging a door, it was knowing how the industry worked, how people operate.
Yep.
And everything in between, right?
Yeah.
But yeah, promoting from within, it wasn't solely that I didn't want to let you down. But I think most people have that in them to go, you know what, this person has taken a chance on me and I have to give this 150%.
Right.
To show them the gratitude, you know.
Got it.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. All right. And that was the start of this really.
So, Kellen Rigby, we finished at Kellen Rigby. James, you went, you know, following another massive passion, which is photography and sailing.
Yeah, those two things, exactly.
Yeah, and I stayed on the gravy train of safety, and I really enjoy it. You know, I got to work with some fantastic companies over the past 10 years at least.
Yep.
A bit more than that, perhaps.
Yeah.
You know, each company I've worked for, I've learnt lots of things, and it's been fantastic. I've built some great safety teams, and I hope I've left a legacy in some of those companies. And I still sort of coach some of the people that I've met along the way that are on their journey.
Well, I mean, when we started Scratchy, the first few clients were all people that would not have chosen us but for you, because they trusted you. They'd worked with you before. Here were you saying, "I've got this thing called Scratchy," and they were like, "Well, I don't know really what it is, but I know you guys, and if you say it's good, we'll give it a go."
Yeah.
You know, so that was the first few clients.
For sure. Yeah, yeah, and the first client shout out was Richard Crooks Constructions here in Australia.
Yep,
and you know, they are the largest privately owned Australian construction firm as we speak, and a fantastic organisation, and Richard himself was really keen to know more about Scratchy and what incentive could really do for the business around safety. And that's only 2 years ago we started that.
Yep.
James, you've been in charge of all things tech and all the clever stuff, and to achieve what we've achieved in 2 years tech-wise, let alone everything else, is a massive achievement. I didn't know that, but as I've met people in the tech space along the way, I've never met a tech person prior. And the tech people say, "You what? You've got this app running in how long? And what do you do with it?" And so that's a massive achievement for the for Scratchy and it's just uber exciting right now.
Oh, really? Is.
Just to be able to, to be able to sit here, and reflect on both of our journeys in construction, which we're now branching out of. Scratchy's now in the logistics space, mining.
It's anywhere where humans work that need to be incentivized, really motivated.
Just need to be nice to each other.
Yeah. It's pretty brutal.
And Scratchy can also spread across a lot of domain. Mm. When we think solely about safety, but there's quality.
Yeah.
Quality has become a really hot topic in Australia with construction, and there's a great synergy between safe sites and the quality of projects that are completed.
Yeah.
I don't think anyone argues that,
That's right.
I think everyone can see that correlation, and I know the building commissioner can also see that. He certainly is on a mission, and he's got, I think, everybody's support. And when he sees a site that's just not safe, it's just really poor, he knows that the quality of that structure will be probably subpar. So
Yeah,
it's interesting.
Fully agree. Well, that's a bit over 15 minutes. So I think for a first podcast, that's a little bit of our backstory.
I think we covered a little bit of ground there, and we don't want to bore you all to death. So stick around for podcast 2, where we delve into a little more deep dive into what Scratchy does and what it can offer. Please subscribe, like, share.
Absolutely. And we'll be getting guests in as well. So if ever you know someone or you're interested in becoming a guest and talking about a particular product with regards to incentivizing safety, then we'd love to hear from you.
Awesome. Thank you.
Great. Thanks, everyone. Ciao. See ya.